In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Already, brothers and sisters, we are upon the season to prepare for Great Lent. This is the Sunday of Zacchaeus. It always seems to me that it comes quickly upon us. Why do we say this particular reading about Zacchaeus today? There's a good reason for it. I think it makes a lot of sense, especially if you go through many Great Lents and you understand sort of the ebb and flow of your spiritual energy during Great Lent, which is sort of a microcosm of the ebb and flow of how your life is, or it should be. Zacchaeus was, of course, a tax collector. He was a bad guy. Tax collectors were basically vassals to Rome. They were criminals. They took money from the poor. They were capricious. They were greedy. They were dishonest. They were Jews, but they were bad Jews because they stole from their own people, and they were considered cursed by the people, perhaps just a step above a Samaritan or a leper. And he was rich, but he felt poor in his soul. And so, of course, he'd heard about Jesus. Everybody'd heard about Jesus. And when Jesus was coming to town, he wanted to see him. Well, he was just a little guy. Little of stature, the scripture says. It's an important term. He was little of stature. Sometimes these little parenthetical statements, these little descriptions in the scripture, they mean quite a bit. This one means a lot. He was little of stature. He was small. He was weak. So he climbed up into a tree. And Jesus, of course, knowing all things, came directly to the tree and looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." This was an outrageous command, absolutely outrageous. Everyone must have gasped when they heard it. He was telling a sinner, a thief, someone cursed by his own people, to come down and to make him a dinner at his home. The only thing worse would be if Jesus would have gone to a pagan's home to have dinner. And this was pretty close. So this was an outrageous statement made by Christ. And he said it with the modifier, "Make haste." I submit to you that these two things, these two little descriptions, are very important for the story and very important for us. That Zacchaeus was little of stature, and that the Lord said, "Make haste. Do it quickly." When you do something quickly, you want to do it. You have a priority that it should be done. You want it to be done, so you do it quickly. There is a vehemence in doing something quickly. There's a tension in doing something quickly. That's why the Lord said, "Make haste," because this is about your salvation, Zacchaeus. This is about you becoming no longer cursed, but blessed. This is about you actually being able to be rid of all those sins that are burdening your soul, even though you're so rich, you cannot have any happiness. This is about you getting happiness. So make haste. This is important. When I read this, or hear it in church, and I'll be honest with you, I read it quite often, probably half a dozen times a year at least, and you should too, because you should be cycling through the Gospels frequently. When I read this, it seems to me that it is a command, a very sharp command to me, the sinful, indolent me. Make haste. Pay attention. This is important. And it is not just a command to Zacchaeus, but a command to us about how to live our life. And I've been a priest now for quite some time. I've seen the way many people live. And really, it doesn't matter if a person has trouble with sins or not. That's not what really concerns me as a pastor. What matters to me is when a person does not have this haste in their life, does not have this priority that they want to be better, that they want to be perfected. When a person has that desire, then I'm quite sure they're going to do well. And they do, over time. Sometimes even over a long time. But I'm not concerned about a person that makes haste, that really sets as a priority to have God within them. I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of people that don't make haste. A lot of people for which their religion is part of their life. And this, those people, they worry me. Because we are all sinners. We are all subject to temptations, and sometimes we fall to grievous temptations. So we must not forget that moment, that Zacchaeus moment in our life. Now, not of all of us have had any kind of like conversion experience. I'm not speaking of that. Some of us have had a moment like that. But I'm talking that we should all have Zacchaeus moments all the time when we recognize we are little of stature. We're small, we're weak, we're sinful. And yet God says to us, make haste. I want to abide in your house. I want to be within you. I want to live in you. And I want to be all light and bring my light to you so you become all light. You should have those Zacchaeus moments often. This is what life is all about, is to become perfected. God calling the sinner down from the tree, shall we say, and saying, I will abide with you. I will change you if you let me. You don't have to have all that stuff in you anymore. It can all be changed. It can all be gotten rid of. And you can have peace in your heart, perfection in your soul, holiness and knowledge. You should have those Zacchaeus moments all the time. I'll be honest with you, I do. When I read the scriptures, I have moments like that constantly. Because I always feel little of stature. And yet, I'm a son of God. So are you. Not by our power, by God's. So we must feel that moment all the time. It must motivate you. You must make haste in a spiritual way, which means your priorities must be godly ones. You must think spiritually. That's what the Lord is getting at when he talks to Nicodemus in the third chapter of John. You must learn to think spiritually. And the spiritual man thinks in a hasty way when it comes to doing righteousness. He can't wait to do righteousness. He can't wait to be with God. It is important to him that he read, that he pray, that he fast. I'll tell you what the worst kind of fasting is. It's not when a person doesn't fast at all. It's when a person fasts except when it's not convenient. Because then a person is not making haste. It's the same with prayer. When you pray, when you feel like it, that's not making haste. We got to push ourselves. This is the way life is. When you develop a skill, you must push yourself. In the same way with Christianity, with knowing God, you must push yourself. And I submit to you that if you remember those Zacchaeus moments in your life, and you should be able to remember them because they should be happening frequently, then it makes it easier for you to push through when you're tempted, when you're angry, when you're sullen, when you're bored, when you're depressed, when you're thinking of someone's wrongs and bitter or jealous or lustful or out of sorts, to remember that the Lord looked up in the tree and said to you, come down, make haste to come down. That's why this gospel is in the prelude to Great Lent. Because Great Lent is a process of learning to repent, of learning to really apply yourself to spiritual things. It's a difficult thing to do. And so it's easy to become forgetful. Does anybody get tired sometimes about the middle of Lent? I do. That's when we must remember what the Lord said to Zacchaeus, make haste. We're all little. We're all weak. Let's shout that from the housetops, because it's true. And it feels good to say something that's true. But also the Lord said, make haste and come down. And that's true too. So we must remember this moment. Now Zacchaeus, as this moment was happening with the Lord dining with him, made promises that were outrageous and difficult. He said the half of his goods he would give to the poor, and if he has defrauded any man, he restores to him fourfold. So with the half of his goods that are left, he would restore to anyone he's defrauded. Most likely, that would mean all of his funds would be gone because he defrauded a lot of people. This promise that Zacchaeus made is a metaphor for the promises that we must make, that we have made in our baptism. We've said we would turn away from Satan, that we would denounce him, and that we would turn to Christ, and that we would follow the gospel. We've made those outrageous promises, difficult promises, because there are moments when it's very hard to abide by our promises. That's when we must remember that the Lord said to make haste, and we must make haste in the way we live. It's very important. We must fast when it's not so easy to fast. We must pray when it's not so easy to pray. Forgive this person when it's not so easy. If we remember this moment, this Zacchaeus moment, as I'm calling it, that happens in all of our lives, then you have some spiritual energy to act as a Christian. This is a kind of mnemonic device. I really love mnemonic devices in the scriptures. I think they're very important. They're all over. I've got my Bible marked for, 200 of them. They're very important. And this is one of them. Make haste. Live your life with haste regarding spiritual things. And then you will truly grow and truly change. And there will be peace in your heart. Make promises to God and then keep them, like Zacchaeus did. Now, the very next Sunday, there will be the Sunday of the publican and the Pharisee. And some of the fathers who've commented on this scripture have drawn the parallel between Zacchaeus and the publican. Not that they're the same person, because the publican and Pharisee is a parable. It's a fictional story. Those two people didn't really exist. Zacchaeus is a real person. But Zacchaeus made promises to the Lord. And inherent in those promises was also, I'm going to stop fornicating. I'm going to stop getting drunk. I'm going to stop defrauding people. I'm going to stop acting as a criminal. And all the rest. But he still had his passions. He still had long habit of doing things. He was accustomed to being taken care of because he was a small, fat little man. Now, with giving away half of his goods and the other half being used to give back to those he had defrauded, four times worth what he had defrauded them, most likely he was going to be a poor man. He was going to actually have to work for a living now with his hands, a man who didn't know how to work. It's going to be really tough. And so that parallel between Zacchaeus and the publican and the Pharisee, we can see. I hope you see it. Because Zacchaeus is going to make these promises. He's made them already. But he's going to fall in a few of them. So he's going to go before the Lord and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. There's haste in that prayer. There's vehemence in that prayer. That's what you need. I've told you many times, one friend of mine, he used to call me on this. He didn't like it. He says, you shouldn't say that. But I still say it because I'm stubborn and it's true. Don't be afraid of sin. Be afraid of not repenting of your sin. Now, of course, there's a heresy in which people sin in order to repent to have some sort of grace of God. Well, we're not talking about anything stupid like that. But you're a sinner. I'm a sinner too. What are we going to do about it? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to make haste. And God's going to save us. And God's going to help us. So don't be afraid of your sins. God is bigger than all those sins. Zacchaeus was a terrible sinner. Now, you can think you're a terrible sinner, but Zacchaeus was worse. With all the things that he did, most likely he was an agent in people dying of hunger, of children being orphaned, and other terrible sins. And yet God said, make haste. And he accepted his promises. So it must be the same with us. Don't be afraid of your sins. Be afraid of not repenting. Be afraid of not making haste. One more thing about this. If you don't have these moments, then you should be afraid. Plain and simple, you should be afraid. But it's okay. Learn how to find those moments. You know how you find them? These Zacchaeus moments. When the Lord says, no matter how bad you are, I want you to be with me. So make haste and come down. You know how you find those moments? By struggling to live the Christian life. By being serious about it. Now, for some of us, those are different things. It's different from one person to the next. One person doesn't fast at all. So if they're becoming serious about fasting, they stop eating meat. Another person doesn't pray at all. So for them to say the trisagion in the morning is a huge and important improvement. We're all on a continuum. There is no absolute scale that you know, unless you say 15 kathismas a day, you're doing right by God. It's not about that. It's about your zeal and your desire. The weak person will do little, but they will do it with zeal. The strong person will do much, and they will do it with zeal. And God will receive their efforts. There's a parable that's about that, isn't there? We're going to talk about it on Pascha, aren't we? A while from now. The one about those that go out into the vineyard, the first hour, the third hour, the sixth, the ninth, the 11th hour, and yet God rewards them all the same. So, don't be afraid if you're weak. Be afraid if you're not trying hard. That's the message of Zacchaeus. Make haste, come down, try real hard. Remember that God has told you it's going to be okay. He's going to abide in your house. And remember that and let that energize you. And then, truly, God will abide with you. All will be well with your soul. May God help us to make haste and come down. Amén.